Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA and NHL playoffs, Major League Baseball, fights, and even next season's NFL futures. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. Where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers, and today I'm looking at Coach Kirby Smart for the Georgia Bulldogs, giving him a coach profile, talking about him, and also some expectations for the upcoming season for Georgia and for him as a coach. So if you enjoyed this video or this episode of the podcast, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We got live each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. Check out Clip First Shows at Instagram at 100 Football and our LinkedIn page over there to connect with us in another way. Our podcast, you can listen to it every single day, over 900 episodes, in fact, on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio, or anywhere listen to podcasts. You can find some amazing football content, draft prospects, draft recaps, history specials, legend interviews, anything and everything football related, you can find it over there on our channel. So go over there, leave us a review, and make sure you don't miss an episode because there's always something coming out. Coach Kirby Smart, you can see in the photo there if you're watching us live, kissing that national championship ring like it's his baby, looking good. And as we all know, Georgia won the 2021 national championship in college football. After losing 15 players in this past draft, a vast majority of them being on defense, including the number one overall selection, Trayvon Walker, it is going to be a little bit tougher, I would say, this upcoming season for Coach Kirby Smart and company looking at Georgia. And for Coach Smart, he's had a very solid career at Georgia so far, a career 66-15 record in overall. In the SEC, 40-9 overall record. He has a solid amount of bowl wins. His first season, won in the Liberty Bowl. Second season, won the Rose Bowl. Lost the Sugar Bowl in 2018, disappointing season. 2019, won the Sugar Bowl. 2020, won the Peach Bowl. And, of course, this past season, won both the Orange Bowl as well as the national championship in college football. We all know in 2017, they lost that championship. So a very solid record overall. I mean, that's 6 wins right there and just 2 losses. So, I mean, pretty solid in just a few seasons, just 6 seasons pretty much, 5-6 seasons. So, I mean, you make it to the national championship, right, national playoffs twice, and then you win one, you lose one, and then you win the vast majority of your bowl games. So far, so good. Now, looking at his tenure, we all know last year was led by that explosive just – ensemble on defense. There were so many players. Jordan Davis, I mentioned Trayvon Walker, Quay Walker, Darian Kendrick. I mean, the list can go on and on and on and on. You already know they already got drafted. Best luck to all of them this upcoming season and beyond. So this upcoming year, it is going to be tougher, I think, because you have a lot of gaps to fill. A lot of key players are gone. You're going to have to replace a lot of them. So it's going to be very interesting to see the week-by-week game plan for Coach Smart, how they can do, how they can look in their matchups against good opponents, against the lesser opponents, if they come out to play with the same tenacity that they did each and every single week, if they have that will to win. We all know last year, undefeated up until the SEC championship game against Alabama. They got whooped in that one. We already know. Then they came back, handled their business like grown men, got the national championship win, and some retribution. So is Coach Smart going to have that same mentality with this group of players as opposed to last season and years past? It remains to be seen. I'm not a fortune teller. I can't tell. I don't know how these new crop of players, new recruits, are going to perform, are going to handle adversity on the field, off the field. It's going to be interesting to see. But talking about Coach Kirby Smart, I did a video on him a little bit more than a month ago, maybe 2 months ago, asking the question and answering, is he the best coach right now in college football? Of course. How can I not? You see it on the screen. I mean, he's got the national championship. I mentioned the record earlier, the bowl wins, the regular season wins, the wins against the toughest division in football, the toughest conference, the SEC. We already know all the great teams, the Floridas, the Georgias, the Alabamas, the FSU, or the Florida State, the Floridas, the Alabamas, I mean, the Auburns. There's a ton of really good players, really good teams, really good coaches in that conference. And Coach Kirby Smart's leading the charge. Now, look, we all know Nick Saban is the true king in terms of just accountability, records, championships, et cetera, et cetera. But right now, he's got competition. Coach him and Coach Smart, they're right there battling that 1A, that 1B. None of these guys are 1 and 2. This is 1A and 1B. Don't get it twisted. So this upcoming year for Coach Kirby Smart, can he adapt to brand new players coming off of the best season of his career, this program's career? A lot of lofty expectations. You would think that they would have to go with a great record. I'm not saying they have to go undefeated pretty much, but I mean, you know, more than two or three losses, that could be a down year, which is crazy to think. But with the upcoming recruits they got, with the current players who are coming along from previous seasons, who are staying on, it's going to be interesting to see. They have a tremendous head coach in Kirby Smart. We already know the story for him. Stetson Bennett, the quarterback returning. We'll see how he can do, how he can improve his game, how he can elevate his draft stock even further. So there's a lot of holes in this Georgia team. But it's a next man up mentality, I always like to say. Who's going to be the next person to come in here at Georgia and really get things going? This is a two-time coach of the year for the SEC, guys. Let's not forget. So you have an experienced head coach, both in college, and you have players who are looking to repeat what these guys did last year as national champions. It's going to be interesting. But final thoughts. I like Coach Kirby Smart. He is the right man for the job the Georgia Bulldogs have been searching for consistency for a long time. This is the true definition of consistency. Outside of that first year in 2016, they've only lost three games just once. They went 14-1 last year, 8-2 in 20, 12-2 in 2019, 11-3 in 18, 13-2 in 17, and then, like I mentioned, 2016, 8-5. His program, but it wasn't his players. Since he has gotten his guys in there, his recruits, Georgia has been a powerhouse, finishing in the top 10 each and every single season. That's great consistency. That is a true leader, and that is a great head coach. So do I think Coach Kirby Smart is the best coach in the SEC? Of course. Is he the best coach in college football? Look on the screen. He's national champion. The track record proves it. Most draftees in the first round in Georgia history. 15 overall, most in school history, I believe. Correct me if I'm wrong. But the way he was able to will those young men to a championship last year after that tough defeat in the SEC championship, getting them that national championship with the nice rings and whatnot. Good crop of talent this year. We'll see how he can do. I like Coach Smart. I think he has the willpower, the coaching ability to get this team back to a national championship this year. It's going to be tougher. Don't get me wrong. It is not going to be they're not going to have the greatest defense like they did last year, which is one of the top defenses in college football history. Let me say that, college football history. So I think he has the talent, the ability to do so. But please, drop a comment. What do you think? Is Coach Kirby Smart the right man for the job to get them back to the national championship this upcoming season. We'd love to hear more about it. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online. So please, if you enjoyed this video or this episode of the podcast, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. I'll be doing a coach profile looking at Kirby Smart, the head coach for the national champion Georgia Bulldogs. If you enjoyed this video, like, comment, share, and subscribe. Check us out on Facebook, on YouTube, and on our podcast you see here, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio. Anywhere you listen to podcasts, you can find us each and every single week. Over 900 episodes, over 1,000 plus on Facebook and on YouTube. Thank you all so much for the amazing comments and subscriptions you've been giving us on YouTube as well. We've really been growing over there in recent months. And of course, none of this is available to do, is able to do without you. The support, the feedback, the comments, we listen to you, we hear you. If you want us to do a certain profile on a player, a coach, a team, please let us know. We love to do our best and to please our fans, and that's what we're here to do. As I've been your host, Logan Lance. Have a tremendous day, everyone, and we will talk to you again on another live episode of 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. See you then.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on, and who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch, and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.